وقل رب زدني علما.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا وسيئات اعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له، واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله، اما بعد. فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Afterwards, welcome all of you, brothers and sisters in Islam, to this gathering, which we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it beneficial. إنه هو البر الرحيم. جزاه الله خير أخانا أحمد مرسل for welcoming me to talk. This talk, as was announced, is about safeguarding what is Tawheed. We know the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal, which is to believe the oneness of Allah. To believe the oneness of Allah is the most important matter in one's life. Nothing is more important to know the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal and to act according to it and to call others to it. Every messenger who Allah sent used to call people to Tawheed. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدُونِ. Every messenger. Shaykh al-Albani رحمه الله authenticated that Allah sent 124,000 prophets. 124,000 prophets. Each of them used to call people to Tawheed. Even though they were living in different times, different lands, had different culture, their people, but they had common in this masala, this issue, worship none but Allah. Because if someone dies upon shirk, he has no hope in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Other than that, under the mashia of Allah, under the will of Allah, إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء. So, talking about Tawheed and talking about the importance of Tawheed and the danger of shirk is more important than any other things. Because, as Shaykh Abdul Wahhab رحمه الله mentioned in his noble book, Qawa'id Arba', if the shirk enters the ibadah, it corrupts the ibadah. Just like the hadith, if it enters the tahara, someone may wudu, proper wudu, and he enters salah. Before he taslim out, he breaks his wudu, he passes gas, he has to restart everything. May wudu again, and he did the prayer. Likewise, someone who is upon Tawheed and he fell into shirk, all this act of worship is gone. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ وَلَقَدْ وُحِيَ إِلَيْكَ وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ لَئِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ وَلَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ فَلِلَّهِ فَاعْبُدْ وَكُنْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. So even Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and the messengers before him, had they commit a shirk, Allah would have destroyed their actions. Who else after that will have righteous actions of prayer, of fasting, of sadaqah, of hajj, of umrah, while committing shirk? It's very dangerous. Not only that, believers should be called to Tawheed, Rather, even the believer should be called to Tawheed. Someone may say, why Tawheed? Why Tawheed? Alhamdulillah. Where I believe the Tawheed of Allah, I wouldn't even come here tonight. I come here because I believe the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal. Why you brought this all the time Tawheed? In Quran and in Sunnah, even the one who is upon Tawheed, he is being called to the Tawheed. Sufficient is the speech of Allah Azza wa Jal, who said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, aminu billah. Oh, you believe. Oh, you have believe in Allah. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, oh, you who believe. Allah addressed who? The believers. Allah didn't say here, Ya ayyuha nas, oh, mankind, oh, people. Allah said, oh, you who believe. Can somebody be a believer without believing in Allah? Without believing in the Tawheed? No. وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالْإِيمَانِ فَقَدْ حَبِطَ عَمَلُهُ. So Allah addresses people who believe in Him, yet He commands them to believe in Him. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا آمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ. When you believe in Allah. So no one should say, why am I being called to Tawheed? You are being called to the Tawheed. You are being called to the Taqwa. Even though you are the most who have the Taqwa, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya ayyuha nabi, ittaqillah. O you Prophet, have Taqwa, acquire Taqwa, fear Allah. So, brothers in Islam shows the importance of Tawheed. So we are being called to remind one another, for reminding, benefit the believer. Sometimes will help us to understand better. The Tawheed is to know the history of the previous people, the people of Noah, the people of Ibrahim, the people of Saleh, people of Hud, people of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to know those people. The people of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Quraysh, they were people of ibadah, they were people who were worshipping Allah. Where did they were worshipping Allah. They are those who built the Kaaba. They are those who used to make Hajj. Quraysh used to make Umrah. Quraysh used to make I'tikaf. They used to make Nadr, Ba'al. They used to honor the Kaaba. They used to honor the Haram. They used to fast. They used to pray. Quraysh. If you don't think any of this happened, ask. Where is the proof that they used to fast, they used to pray, they used to make Hajj, they used to make Umrah, they used to make I'tikaf, they used to make Nadr, they used to make Lord sacrifice? Ask. They used to give Sadaqah, charity. They had all these. Not only that they did believe, they are on the path of Prophet Ibrahim. They are the followers of Prophet Ibrahim. Therefore, Allah Azza wa Jal refused and made clear that they were not on the path of Ibrahim. مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. So those group who claim until today Abrahamic religion, Abrahamic faith, millet Ibrahim, it's okay, you're Christian, you're Jewish, you're Muslim, you all follow Ibrahim, Prophet Ibrahim. Now they did it, what they call a masjid and a church and synagogue. They publish what they say, Riyad Billah, the speech of Allah, the Quran, with the Bible. They call New Testament, Old Testament. They come to the same building. It doesn't matter what you believe. Claiming they all follow. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the Quran mentioned that Prophet Ibrahim was not a Jew, was not a Christian, was not either worshiper Muslim. He was Muslim. مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا ولكن كان حنيفا مسلما، حنيفا حق التوحيد مسلما، وما كان من المشركين. And he's not from the Mushrikeen. So they were considering following Prophet Ibrahim. That's why they were doing so much act of worship, thinking they're pleasing Allah Azza wa Jalla. These people are the people who even left, abandoned their clothes, where they're making tawaf in the Kaaba to honor the house of Allah. How will we do that? Why do we commit sin in this clothes? Let us buy, they say, a new clothes for a get gifted from the people who are in the haram. Otherwise, how are we doing that? Allah is so great. We have to honor Allah Azza wa Jalla. So, but all this was not accepted by Allah because shirk involved all these acts of worship. Elevations involved all these acts of worship. It was not according to La ilaha illallah. It was not according to the religion of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Therefore, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before he called them to pray, almost 10 years to pray 5 prayers, before he called them to make Hajj, almost 19 years, he called them from day one, أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ قُولُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ تُفْلِحُوا. O people, say لا إله إلا الله to succeed. لا إله إلا الله to succeed. These people, as we said, used to worship Allah. And sometimes do this act of worship solely for Allah. As Allah mentioned in the Quran, فَإِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ دَعَوُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. When they embark on the ship, when they're in the ocean, they're in harsh, they go through difficult, what do? دَعَوْا Allah. They call who? Allah. مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ, singing of Allah in the religion. Here, religion means the dua, the prayer, the supplication, the invocation. They do it solely for Allah, da'u Allah. That's what's ikhlas lahu deen. You call only Allah. Ikhlas. مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. That's the same thing Allah commanded us. فَدْعُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Invoke Allah. Call upon Allah. While you sing of Allah in the religion, in calling, even if the disbelievers hate that. Who hates and dislikes to call only Allah? Kafir, disbeliever. Someone comes to you, it's okay. It's okay to call other than Allah. It's not okay. Someone says it's not okay, it's haram, but it's not shirk. They call Allah. How they call Allah? What do they say? Allah mentioned another ayah. لَإِنْ أَنْجَيْتَنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. Allah, if you save us from these, you know, they go through hardship, waves, they fear for their life, surely we're going to be from those who give thanks. That's how they call Allah. That's إخلاص لَهُ الدِّينِ لِلَهِ الدِّينِ. So sometimes they will have إخلاص. Brothers and sisters in Islam, knowledge is one thing and guidance is another thing. We ask Allah to guarantee us beneficial knowledge and to give us sound knowledge. Fiqh al-Din. Wallahi, a sheikh, a tabligh sheikh, who graduated from Medina University, from Quranic faculty, and before he entered, he was sheikh Tadi. After all that, he gave us a talk. And in his talk, that Quraysh, those whom Prophet ﷺ fought them, he said they didn't believe that Allah existed. He said they didn't believe that Allah existed. He said, why? Allah said, وَلَا إِسْأَلْتَ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ. If you ask him, then who created the heaven and the earth? Surely they will say Allah. He gasped to his mouth, using his finger, he said it was just by the mouth. They didn't believe it. They didn't believe it, he said. Quran is a reciter, graduate from Medina University. Before that was Sheikh. Saying Quraysh, they didn't believe that Allah existed. While he recited Quran, when they're in the ocean, when they're in hardship, they only call Allah, مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. How someone call someone he doesn't believe he exists when he's in hardships? Is that an unlucky? When you are in difficult, in hardship, you need safety, you need shelter. You are really going through a real problem. And you call someone to help you, to assist you, to aid you. Do you call someone you don't believe exists? This noble book, Rafa'ul Ijtihad, the Sheikh Mu'allim, he mentioned why when they are in hardship, in the difficult, they only call Allah alone. But when they ease, they call someone with Allah. He said, because when they call someone with Allah in ease, they weren't really sure that they are getting what they want. When they are in hardship, when they are in difficult, when they feel for their life, they didn't want to take that chance. So they were only calling someone they're sure is going to answer them. It's Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The point is, these people, they were believing Allah exists. They were worshiping Allah, mukhlisina lahu ad-deen. In Sahih al-Bukhari, Umar radiallahu anhu said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, إِنِّي نَذَكْتُ فِي الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ أَنْ أَعْتَكِفَ لَيْلَةً فِي الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ فَقَالَ عَلَيْهِ صَلَاةُ وَسَلَامُ أَوْفِي بِنَذْرِكَ. But the Messenger of Allah, I make a vow in the Jahiliyyah time, pre-Islamic time, to make i'tikaf, to remain in the Masjid al-Haram all night. Mean what should I do? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fulfill your vow. Fulfill your vow. So Umar in Jahiliyyah, in Shirki time, Mushrik, he was Mushrik at that time. But this act of worship, of honoring the house, the Masjid al-Haram, making i'tikaf, remaining in the Masjid al-Haram whole night, fulfilling, doing a vow for Allah, all that he did for Allah. Therefore, Prophet Muhammad all commanded him to fulfill his word, to fulfill the promise he made for Allah. Would he, Umar, make that vow, that act of worship for an idol, for someone else, would Prophet Muhammad tell him to fulfill? No. That's a proof that sometimes those who should be used to seek out Allah to worship. So they had act of worship. They will worship Allah, so the issue is not you worship Allah. Rather, you worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala upon Tawheed and upon Sunnah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, likewise. Christians, they do a lot of act of worship. How many millions of church they build? How many charity organizations they have? They go to the desperate people in the jungle, in far corner of Africa, Asia, to help people. So many charities, so many efforts. Some of them don't get married. To devote to the worship. But yet, you know, the act of worship is nonsense with a problem. Because it's not upon Tawheed. It's not upon the Sunnah of Prophet Isa alayhi salam. Even though they do believe, it is them who believe in Jesus. It is them who follow Jesus in Jim, Jesus' book. That's what they believe. That's what they do, a act of worship. But that's not the reality. Because truthfully, they are not on the path of Isa alayhi salam. Isa called it to worship only Allah. ما قلت لهم إلا ما أمرتني به أن اعبدوا الله ربي وربكم واشهد الله my Lord and your Lord. Now they worship some other thing. Before them, the people of Noah, they were people who are about to be. Among them were five scholars named Lut and Suwa', Yaquth, Ya'uq, Nasr. These scholars, they died one time. Their followers grieved for them. They said, what do we do? The shaitan whispered on them, what do you do? Put something on where they used to sit down and write their names. In order when you remember them, you remember Allah and you don't have to avoid him. As in Sahih al-Bukhari, that's what Abbas al-Da'an said, not to worship them until those people die. And then people come who do not know the Tawheed and who do not know why these things were made. And Shaitan tell them, it was made because your fathers used to worship them. وَبِهِمْ يُسْقَوْنَ They used to be given rain by them. Through them, rain used to come. So there they started worshiping them. Allah sent messenger Nuh, calling them to worship only Allah, they rejected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to call those mushrikeen to worship only Allah, they rejected. The Christians rejected. Why? Why are they worshiping other than Allah? Most of them is because of seeking intercession. It's by the name of so and so Jesus, by the name of Yud and Suwa' Yahud, by the name of so and so. Why are you worshiping other than Allah? ما نعبدهم إلا ليقربونا إلى الله. Only one single reason we worship. What is it? To get us nearer to Allah. That's all. Why are you worshiping them? Do they have control on your life? Do they qualify you? They were saying Allah. قل من يرزقكم من السماء والأرض أم من يملك السماء والأبصار ومن يخرج الحي من الميت ويخرج الميت من الحي ومن يدبر الأمر فسيقولون Allah is the controller of the affairs. Why are you worshiping them? These are our intercessors. They are close to Allah than us. Whether they are angels, whether they are jinn, whether they are saints, they are closer to Allah than us. Wallahi, I have video now. A Sufi Somali Sheikh. Who said it? If everyone here would have understood Somali, I would turn on. But since some of us know, I translate. This Sufi Somali Sheikh who's alive now, I hear him die. He's saying, if you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entire whole night, you're asking Allah, you're not sure Allah will accept your dua. But if you go to the grave of the saint, you visit the grave of the saint. The grave, the saint is making shafa' for you. He said he will be pleased with you. And he will make intercession for you. And Allah is going to accept their intercession. Because Allah said, what was the ayah? لهم ما يشاءون عند ربهم. They have what they desire with their Lord. He said, then you get what you want, either in this life or in the hereafter. So it's the same thing, shafa' intercession. That was the shirk. Now, I have a talk. We ask Allah came to guide us now with Shi'a God. The Shi'a God, ibadah, worship. You see, ibadah, night prayer, tahajjud. You're surprised. You know what they believe? They believe there's 12 imams from the descendants of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that they know the unseen. You pray to them. You worship Allah Azza wa Jalla through to them. They are ma'sumun. They are sinless. They don't have any sin. They don't have any mistake. Akhi, why? Prophet Muhammad SAW himself, the best of the creation, the best of the creation, the greatest of the messenger. Allah mentioned Quran. لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمْ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ Allah to forgive your sin. عَفَى اللَّهُ عَنْكَ لِمَا أَذِنْتَ لَهُ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقَ عَبَسَ وَتَوَلَّى أَنْ جَاءُ الْعَمَى الآيات with Allah corrects the messenger. The messengers of Allah don't mistake in conveying the message of Allah. They never mistake in that. They convey the way Allah commanded. The messenger of Allah, they don't commit shirk. Kufr. The message of Allah, they don't commit a major sin. The message of Allah, they don't commit a minor thing intentionally. The messengers of Allah, if they mistake, human mistake, opinion, Allah corrected that deliberation. So that mistake don't remain in the region of Allah Azza wa Jal, unlike anybody else. So here is why if not Ashariya, this people they go to Mecca. لبيك يا حسين لبيك يا حسين لبيك يا حسين لبيك يا حسين. You don't hear Allah. The mushrikeen used to say لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إلا شريك هو لك تملك ونمر. The mushrikeen, those who followed the messengers of Allah, rejected to say لا إله إلا الله, are closer than those people. All this is because of one ghurur, being extreme in one's love and giving the status of Allah Azza wa Jalla in lordship and claiming he controls the universe or some of it. And in worship, and to turn the act of worship to him through intercession and the like. And in Asma wa Sifat, by giving the description of Allah to someone that he hears, he sees. That brother, that I'm talking about, ignore it. He believes the Aymah, they hear everything he say. They hear. Why? Is Allah is able everything? Yes, Allah is able everything. But what is the proof that Allah enabled them? Make them able that? What is that? So, brothers and sisters in Islam, the issue of Tawheed is always important. Always important. Subhanallah, if all those prophets were calling to Tawheed, each one, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most of his da'wah was upon Tawheed. Why not the Tawheed? So, that's the reason and Sunnah, they keep on reminding the believers the importance of Tawheed. When it comes to Tawheed, people are feeling good. People about Tawheed, love the Tawheed, calling people to it, trying to apply it, following the messenger of Allah. And people who oppose the Tawheed, people who oppose the Tawheed with different doubts, with different methods, but the same reason, the goal is not to accept the Tawheed. ذَلْكُمْ بِأَنَّهُ إِلَىٰ تُعْيَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ كَفَرْتُمْ وَيُشْرَكْ بِهِ تُؤْمِنُ وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُ مِنْ اللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. Most of them believe not in Allah except while they are shirk, making shirk. When Allah alone is called, شْمَعَزَّتْ قُلُوبُ الَّذِي لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِالْآخِرَةِ Their hearts does accept that. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is combined with someone else, now they accept. So, Tawheed is the most important mark. What is Tawheed? إِفْرَادُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى بِمَا يَخْتَصُ بِهِ مِنْ رُّبِيَّتِهِ وَأُولُوهِيَّتِهِ وَأَسْمَاءِ الْحُسْنَى وَصِفَاتِ الْعُلَى. The Quran mentioned by Shaykh Uthaymeen in his book, Surah Thalatha, Sharh Surah Thalatha. Tawheed is to single out Allah in that which is particular to him, not that he shares with Allah, of lordship, of worship, of beautiful names and attributes. To sing out Allah in that which is particular, which only it is his right, no one shares with him. Of what? Lordship. Allah is the creator. the owner and the control of everything. No angel, no jinn, no messenger, no wali, no imam, no one but Allah control the universe and affairs. يدبر الأمر من السماء إلى الأرض. Lordship. Some people full of the message, reciting Quran, teaching their children Quran. They say no. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he give this lordship, the control of the earth to such set of sheikh. Like those who believe Qadiriyya, they believe Allah gave that to Sheikh Abu Ghadir Jilani. They say Sheikh Abu Ghadir Jilani said, and he's right, they said. What he said, مَلَكْتُ بِلَادَ اللَّهِ شَرْقًا وَمَغْرِبًا وَإِنْ شِئْتُ أَثْنَيْتُ الْأَنَامَ بِالْخُرْجِ. I possess the land of Allah from the east to the west, and if I wish, I destroy the creation with an umbilical of an eye. They believe in control. They believe he knows everything. They say, he said, وَشَهَدْتُ مَا فَوْقَ السَّمَوَاتِ كُلِّهَا كَلَى الْعَرْشُ وَالْكُرْسِيُّ فِي طَيِّ قَبْضَتِ. They say, Sheikh Abu Ghadir Jilani said, I walk above the seven heaven, and the throne and the chair of Allah is in my palms behind. That's what they read. They say, La ilaha Muhammad Rasulullah. They came making Hajj, they make an Umrah. Read the book Al-Fuyudat al-Rabbani al-Ma'athir al-Qadiriyya. These things is even Ma'athir, Manaqib, it's Karamat, it's honors. That's what it is. They believe Sheikh Abu Ghadir Jilani knows everything. They say he said, وَأَعْلَمُ عِلْمَ اللَّهِ أُحْصِي حُرُوفَهُ وَأَعْلَمُ مَوْجَ الْبَحْرِ كَمْ وَمَوْجَةٌ وأعلم رمل الأرض كم هو رملة إلى آخر الكلام. He said, they say, I know the knowledge of Allah. أحصي حروفه. What's أحصي حروفه? I accounted his letters. He doesn't know the knowledge of Allah in general, in sentences, no, even in letters. And he break down, he said, they say, I know the waves of the ocean. How many waves? The sand of the earth, that how many sands? This is what they really need. So even the rububiyyah, the asma wa sifat, they give it to other than Allah ta'ala. Someone says it's not important to talk about tawheed. It's not a big issue. That a group of people, they don't see talking about tawheed is important. You want to make takfir to the Muslims. You want to divide the Muslims. Are you caring about Muslims and you let them do those things? You care about Islam, you care about Muslims, and you let the Muslims do those things out of ignorance. Would they know they will do that? Unless some of them they make money and they have status because of that. As Allah mentioned in Quran. فَوَيْلُ لَهُمْ مَا كَتَبُ الْإِنِّينَ وَوَيْلُ لَهُمْ مَا يَكْسِبُونَ. For the people of the book, those who write books with their own hands to make money, and they say this from Allah. Woe to what they write, woe to what they earn. So, you know the Christians, they believe that the Luke and Matthew and John, those historians who write the Bible, I debate with some of them. I say, are they messengers? Are they prophets? Isn't Isa the last messenger to your belief? They say, yes. They are not prophets, but they get inspiration. They get wahid. Allah showed them the haq. It's not necessary to be a prophet, Allah to teach you. There are some doubts. Allah to give you knowledge. So by that knowledge, they're wrong now. No one single word in the Bible is wrong. And it's not his history. Such happened. Matthew said, Luke said, John said. Why do you surprise that the Shia and the Rafid say those two as imams, they don't mistake and misinterpret some of the ayat of Quran, وَيُطَحِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. Brothers and sisters in Islam, the issue of Tawheed is very important. Therefore, we should follow the Messenger of Allah and care about it. Prophet Muhammad, he safeguarded the Tawheed as much as he did from day one to his death. And that has many examples. One example, one of the Sahaba said, O the Messenger of Allah, إني نذرت في الجاهلية إني نذرت أن أنحر إبلا ببوان. O the Messenger of Allah, I made a vow to sacrifice a camel in the place called Buhan. I mean, what's the rule of that? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him a question, how can it be Watham Yurbat fi Jahi? Was there an idol you should be worshiping in that special place? Means that's why you choose that place? He said no. وَحَدْ كَانَ فِيهَا عِيدٌ مِنْ عَيَادِهِ. Is it a place they used to come over and over and have time of respect? He said no. Then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allowed him. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, since this man, this Sahabi, he's saying he made vow to slaughter, to sacrifice in a specific place. And that specific place is not haram. It's not like Umar. Because haram, you make i'tikaf in Masjid al-Haram. You make tawaf in Masjid al-Haram. Allah legislated that. But when someone says somewhere else, now there is a reason, maybe. Is there an idol to be worshipped there? No. Is it a place that the mushrikeen used to come over and over and gather there? No. Then fulfill your vow. Why? Prophet asked these questions. To safeguard the Tawheed. In the beginning of Islam, another example, Prophet forbade, as a Sahih Muslim, Muslims to visit the grave. So nobody should visit the grave. No one. No one. It's haram to visit the grave. It's not allowed. Your beloved one died, your father, your mother, you cannot visit the grave. No way. Until time, you have received the Tawheed. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنِّي قَدْ نَهِيتُكُمْ عَنْ زِيَادَةِ الْقُبُورِ أَلَا تَزُّرُوهَا فَإِنَّا تُذَكِرُكُمْ الْآخِرَةِ. In Sahih Muslim, I forbade you to visit the grave, visit it, remind you Akhira. Visit it and remind you Akhira. So at the beginning, he rejected sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He forbade to make sure the Muslim understand the Tawheed. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at his death time, he's suffering with the pain of death. What was he saying? لَعَنَ اللَّهُ الْيَهُودَ وَالْنَصَارَى اتَّخَذُوا قُبُورَ أَنْبِيَاءِ مَسَاجِدَ أَلَا فَلَا تَتَّخِذُوهَا قُبُورَ أَلَا إِنِّي أَنْهَاكُمْ عَنْ ذَلِكَ. May Allah curse the Jews and Christians. They made the graves of their prophets a masjid, a place of sujood. Either they build it or they pray around it. It becomes sujood. وَجُعَلَ لِيَ الْأَرْضِ مَسْجِدًا وَطَهُورًا. It becomes sujood. So those, may Allah curse the Jewish and Christian. They make the graves of their prophets a place of sujood. Why? Because one of the main causes of shirk is the graves. The graves. The shaitan used different ways to convince people to commit shirk and to connect it them to the creation. Sometimes magnifying a grave of a righteous person. Sometimes the picture and the image of that one. Sometimes giving a description that only Allah deserves. All the goal of shaitan is to make sure one thing, people worship other than Allah. Turn to other than Allah is the way. But he has different ways. He has different ways to fulfill them. So, brothers in Islam, the issue of Tawheed, we should understand it. We should learn it. We should call others to it. And we should avoid anything taking us away from the Tawheed. And from that, to avoid the people of shirk. To avoid those who throw doubts, to justify the shirk, avoid them. Don't gamble your religion. Don't say I'm going to listen to Shia, and I'm going to listen to Sufia, I'm going to listen to Ash'ari. Don't say that. Those are upon full school. Don't gamble, especially after you know them. Wallahi, many people they lost because of listening to the people of Bid'ah. Asalaf used to say, Ash'ur al-Khatafa. The doubts is snatched, is taken on his heart. It sticks to you, it may not leave you. So don't take a chance. Don't say this is a Muslim, is a Muslim. I'm taking from everywhere. I learn from that one, I learn from that one. The right thing, I take it, the wrong, I reject it. That's not right. If you listen from that one, you listen from that one, you listen from that one, Sufi, Shi'i, so on and so on, atheist, and Christian, and Jewish, and you know who was right, who was wrong. You are a scholar, why are you even asking them? Since you know when they're wrong, and you know what they're right, why are you even taking about it? Alhamdulillah. No, that's not the case. You don't know sometimes, because the people of falsehood, they don't just say falsehood, they mix it with haqq. لِمَ تَلْبِسُونَ الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ. Why are you mixing the truth with falsehood? So the person is being deceived with the truth. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he went against the Khawarij, those widespread group, Ayas, Al-Qaeda, Shabab, and the like, Khawarij, don't be deceived with them. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he went against the Khawarij, what he said? تحضرون صلاتكم عند صلاتكم وصيامكم عند صيامكم وقراءتكم عند قراءتكم يقرؤون القرآن. Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned they recite the Quran well. Take away Sahaba, they didn't. They own recitation. They pray. They fast. He mentioned صلى الله عليه وسلم, they lower their garments, their fold. He said, "Allah said, 'Mention Yaqoon ila Kitab Allah.' They call people to the Book of Allah. They call people to the Book of Allah. What's the problem with that? Nothing. That's what Prophet Muhammad was doing. He was calling people to the Book of Allah. He was praying. He was fasting. He was reciting Quran. That's not the issue. The issue is something else. لا يجوز القرآن حناجرهم. If they don't understand the Quran." The issue is not the recitation, it's not the prayer. Why Prophet has mentioned not to be deceived with those things? He has lihya, he has sunnah, he lowered his soul, he called people to the Book of Allah, he prayed, he fast. Don't be deceived with these things if the person's understanding of the religion is not sound. That's the reason. Now, some of the Sufiya, anyone who has lihya, who lowered his soul, who recite Quran well, who fast well, they say this is Khawarij. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned these are the characteristics of Khawarij. SubhanAllah, how Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam considered reciting the Quran and praying and fasting and lowering the soul? A Khawarij character, while he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was doing, his Sahaba were doing. Because they didn't understand, that's not the case. These people are blameworthy. Because of the innovations, because of the wrong takfir, because of the ghulu. So the point is to avoid the people of innovation. SubhanAllah, today one of us may say, how all these groups come out with the existence of scholars? Sheikh Al-Bani was there. Sometimes he argued with them, he debated with them 3 nights. Sheikh Al-Bani. A group who have this idea, ideology, debate with him. 3 nights. First 2 nights, they don't pray with him. They don't pray with him. So much patience, so much humble. Shaykh al-Bani, rahimahullah. Allahu Akbar. An old man, alim, sick. Because after Allah, he wants to save those people. 3 nights. The third night they were praying the hadith. So Sheikh Bahad was there. Sheikh Hussaini was there. Sheikh Abbas was there. Those great scholars were there. Why these people? What happened? Scholars, they didn't do their job. Don't say that. Sahaba were there. Companions of the Messenger were there when the Khawarij come out. They consider Ali to be the biggest kafir on earth. Therefore, they say he should be killed on the day that Abu Jahl was killed, 17th of Ramadan. Because he's the greatest kafir. That's in the mind of Khawarij. Even though Ali was the best on earth at that time. So, how it happened? Ibn Abbas said, allow me to talk to those people. There were thousands. They answered the letter from the Sahaba, from the Muslims. They considered they are about to happen. So, what happened? So, while the ulama is there, while Ahl Sunnah is there, some people still may deviate, especially the young ones, if they don't find the right teachers. So, to avoid the people of doubts of Arabia, whether they are Sufia, they are Asha'ira, they are Khawarij, don't take nuts from them. Don't say, I will know this, I will know this. I listen from everybody. This is not the message of Salaf. كانوا لا يسألون الإسناد كانوا لا يسألون عن الإسناد حتى وقعت الفتنة فقالوا صنوا لنا رجالكم فيؤخذ من أهل السنة ويرد على الأنبياء. The Muslims say, the Tabi'in, they wanted to ask about that. The narratives. When someone said, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, they used to take from it. But when the fitna took place, then some people they start lying, goods come. Desires. Now they say, whoever mentioned something from Prophet Muhammad, they say, who are you? Who told you this? Who told him that? And when the person is known as Ahl Sunnah, it's about some creed, they take it from. When they find the person is not upon Sunnah, they reject him and what he has. Keep it with you, whatever you have. What he has, and his narration, and himself. Therefore, Ahl Sunnah was used to take from the people of Bid'ah. Unless in certain situations, the greatest scholars, not the general people, not the student of knowledge, the greatest scholars, there are certain conditions when they come to know a specific individual is about truthfulness. They should take what doesn't have to do anything with that, with his deviated part. If it's Qadari, they don't take a hadith from the Qadari. If it's Jahmi, they don't take a hadith from that problem. But the hadith, that's what they know. He is really trustworthy when it comes to truthfulness. And that one, even, they don't see value from there. They don't take the interpretation of the hadith. They don't take the explanation of the hadith, nothing. Only the narration he narrated from the other world. With Dainu Ahl Sunnah is sound. So only that situation. Scholars do it to specific narratives. From a specific aspect, not general. So Barakallahu Fikum is very important. Especially our time. Don't say I'm going to listen from that. إن هذا العلم دين فانظروا عما تأخذون دينكم سلف يوسف say the knowledge is a religion look at who you take your knowledge from it's a religion so don't just listen to YouTube don't just listen to social media mashallah he speak well he has a lot of followers no, that's not the way to know he gives a nice talk he said mashallah salaf sunni خوان يصير كل يوم تقول فوالله إن الحكم إلا لله كلمة يقول they say good words actually the hadith يقولون قول خير البرية they say the statement of the best of the creation is the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم so because he say good word you cannot know it. No if you want to marry your daughter to somebody Are you going to go to the YouTube talking about himself? I am mashallah, I am good, Allahu Akbar, I am nice to the women, I will profile her, I make sure I'm really very handsome, don't you see how I look like? Will you accept that? No. I have to know him from somewhere else. Likewise, this individual don't know him from himself. Unless you are someone who is ground with knowledge and you study this person, you know him from close distance and you know him in person. That's different. You know his manner. You know his religion. You know his knowledge. You are qualified to judge that. That's one way. Or, which is the origin, to ask someone you trust. Will you know about that person before I take knowledge from him? But when we don't do that, what may happen, listen from everybody, and sometimes we'll be amazed with what they say of good, their ibadah, their humbleness, and the like. But with that, along with that, there are other issues. So, to safeguard our tawhid by avoiding the people of shirk, those who believe in the tawhid, those who defend the people of shirk, wal-iyadu billah, we ask Allah al-Kareem subhanahu wa ta'ala, ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, to forgive us all and to have mercy upon us and our beloved ones from the Muslims, the dead and the living. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه